The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
For WBFO News, I'm Tom Berich in for Jay Moran, who will be back on Tuesday. A gas leak in downtown Buffalo caused evacuations and the cancellation of classes at a school yesterday. National Fuel said in a statement that the leak occurred and Buffalo firefighters responded to the leak at 168 Franklin Street at 6:30 in the morning. Gas was shut off to the building about a half an hour later. Officials ordered other buildings in the area to evacuate, which slowed traffic. Buffalo Academy Charter School of Science, which is located on the same block as the gas leak, canceled classes for the day. An investigation determined that the leak was caused by a malfunction that damaged a natural gas valve inside the building. The building was determined safe at 8:40 a.m., and repairs are currently underway. Four UB faculty members will be working on a nearly $2 million project to improve artificial intelligence security in the U.S. Department of Defense. Engineering professor Siwei Liu and business professors Kyle Hunt, Sanjukta Smith, and Dominic Saletto will work with the Air Force and the AI firm Hidden Layer to find ways to use AI detection and response in security systems. In a statement, Smith said that the project is, quote, part of a critical push towards securing AI models that may be vulnerable to a wide range of attacks, unquote. 31 University of Buffalo Law School faculty are calling on University President Satish Tripathi to request that prosecutors drop all charges against the 15 pro-Palestine protesters arrested on campus earlier this month. In a letter to Tripathi, the faculty noted that the vast majority of the charges levied were non-criminal violations and that several other schools across the country have dropped similar charges against protesters. They also criticized the university for justifying the arrests with its picketing and assembling policy, which prohibits overnight assemblies. The faculty wrote that the definition of overnight in that policy didn't justify law enforcement's removal of protesters 5 minutes after sunset. A UB spokesperson told WBFO that police believed that protesters were attempting an encampment, even though demonstrators had surrendered their tents hours earlier. And gas prices have remained essentially the same in Buffalo over the last week, with the cost of a gallon of gas going up by a fraction of a cent. The average price currently sits at $3.59 per gallon. That's in line with national trends, according to GasBuddy, which reported that gas prices rose by a little over a cent nationally, reaching an average of $3.56 a gallon. Gas prices in Buffalo are 3.5 cents higher than they were last month, but the cost of a gallon is down about 7 cents compared to this time last year.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul yesterday continued her push to try to regulate social media companies and how they use algorithms that negatively affect what children see in their feeds. Karen DeWitt has more.
Hochul says passing laws to ban tech companies from sharing kids' personal data and using harmful algorithms to steer their social media feeds are her top priorities for the final 2 weeks of the legislative session.
There's one area where I know it can make a real difference, and this is the effects of the addictive, and the addictive word is the word I'm focusing on, addictive algorithms that are intended to bombard our young people when they scroll social media and to draw them in deeper and make it harder for them to put down their device or to interact at a personal level with others.
There's been stiff resistance from tech companies, including Meta and Google, and there are currently not enough votes in the legislature to pass the bills. Hochul says talks with the tech companies are continuing.
My experience tells me that the initial reaction to legislation that tells an industry what our values are, what we think they should be doing, is always met with resistance. It's a very natural. But when they see that we are committed to doing something, we will not be scared off because of initial objections. We're sticking with this fight. We're not giving up. So now it's time to come to the table and work with us.
Hochul says the legislation would also require better age verification requirements. She says those steps would go beyond simply filling in a birth date. Hochul says it's urgent that lawmakers act before the session ends in early June. She says she does not want a whole generation of young New Yorkers struggling with mental health challenges. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.